Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We are back. Old School. Jay Foreman and Nate Brennan rolling solo dolo up in here on the day that Matt Rhule has been crowned King of Lincoln.
He's the ruler of Lincoln. You like that?
Yeah,
that
sounds good, man.
What's that?
Whatever's clever. So, but I think it'll be, you know, look, Nate, what was your initial thoughts of the press conference, the hire, X, Y, and Z?
Well, I did some post-presser stuff with 10-11, and I said there's three key points that I got from it, and there are three things that he said that I really took away. Hard work, development, and leadership. And when you look at Nebraska's program, you look at the recent lack of success, those are three things that you didn't really see. And there are obviously people that were in the room that were working hard. I'm not going to call people out or say anything like that. But I think that we know that in certain situations, there could have been guys that worked harder. There wasn't great leadership. And that it speaks for itself, there wasn't really great development.
Right.
And again, like we always say, I'm going to have to see it. Everyone can talk about it, and everyone has coach speak, and I understand that. But if that is the focus, if those three points are the focus, Nebraska will be fine.
Yeah.
Will be fine. And this is what I said, too, and there are some people that didn't like when I said this. I said, it might take time to turn this around, but legitimately, if you think about it, why can't Nebraska win 7-8 games next year? The Big Ten West is down. I know that there are some solid teams. None of those teams are going to out-recruit you. None of those teams should out-coach you, but here we are. None of those teams have better facilities. None of those teams have better resources. Under no circumstance do those teams have anything that Nebraska doesn't. There just hasn't been great leadership at the top, simply put. Yeah. And if you put a good leader in position to make these kids successful, make this program successful, what's going to take so long? You have the players in the building that can be successful. You beat Iowa, and Iowa's in the driver's seat to win the Big Ten West.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be that easy. I think they should approach it game by game. I mean, I haven't really looked at the schedule. I know they start off with Minnesota and then Colorado. I think Northern Illinois, and Louisiana Tech. So, you know, look, man, I think the biggest thing is you want to put actions with his words. Now, the words is done, and now it's time to get to
work.
He's
a great speaker for what it's worth.
What he has to do, you know, look, he's got to put together a staff, put together, a plan, process, and all that, and then try to strategically get this team better. You really don't know what the plan is. Blow up the whole thing and start from ground zero, or take what we have and let's – you know, start a foundation there and then keep adding on to it, which, you know, I see the benefit of coaching, developing, and going about your business to win right now. Because I think, you know, Minnesota, you're at Minnesota, you just played them, you know, pretty much even Steven gave that game away, right?
And it away.
You know, it's a game that it's always going to be tough. It's the first game is always going to be the hardest, you know, either regardless here, if you have a first-year coach, 10-year coach, the first game is always the hardest because this is the first one, right? On the road, then you play at Colorado. Should feel very confident about that. Northern Illinois, Louisiana Tech, both of them at home. You got Michigan at home. It's going to be a tall order. Then you go back to Illinois, right? And it's a game that you should feel very confident in. then you play Northwestern here at home. You play Purdue here at home. You go to East Lansing, which should be, you know, not getting on the plane worried about it. You go out to College Park, Maryland, which is, you know, a different type of ball game. Then you go to Wisconsin, which you shouldn't feel worried about either. And then you get to Iowa again at the crib. And so these are all games that you're going to get off the bus feeling that you can win. Now you got to look at the roster, what he puts together,
right,
staff-wise,
right.
And then kind of go about it kind of strategically and realistically. And so, you know, he said he's not preparing or coaching to he's preparing and coaching to win every game, and that's what you want. You know, don't sell yourself short. You know, the expectation needs to be at the highest,
as it should be.
As it should be. And then go from there. And so, you know, a lot's going to determine, or a lot will be determined here in the future, which will, you know, in the near future, which will, you know, determine how it goes next year. You know, the roster makeup. You know, he's going to be meeting with all the players, I'm assuming. And if I'd advise all the players to meet with him, because you know, your position coach might not be back doesn't mean that you can't find a coach or get with this coach and have a good experience. You know, being in the NFL and seeing coaches come and go, you have some predetermined, you know, thoughts on them, and sometimes you could sell yourself short, and then obviously you could, you know, make a wrong decision. I'm a firm believer your best football is here. It's your first choice, University of Nebraska. You have the opportunity now to get coached, you know, by a different coach. Mm-hmm. Whether it's better or worse is kind of – that's a two-part answer. What the coach puts into it and what you put into it. You get what I'm saying? You know, and then some. Coach puts in extra work, you need to put in extra work. It can't be one-sided. And so I think if they do whatever, you know, they need to do, and everybody has a collective mindset, and it's up to my, you know, Matt Rhule to get these guys on the same page, then they'll be, you know, more than competitive. And yeah, the Big Ten West is not up, but don't think that these other schools aren't going to be getting better.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
If you think Purdue isn't trying to become a better Purdue next year, if you don't think Illinois are trying to go back and say, okay, we were successful, where did we drop the ball, X, Y, and Z, you're sadly mistaken. So even though it wasn't good this year, you know, in theory, realistically, it's always going to be hard. And so you got to approach it the same and understand that, you know, every year you're playing against the best players, the best coaches, and, you know, you attack it like that, you'll be fine.
And I think another thing that I like that he said too, and I want you to get your thought on this too, Jay, he talks about these FCS kids that are getting drafted in the first round. He's saying, like, how did those kids not get picked up by a Division I school? How are those kids not noticed? And he talks about development. And the point that I made is what always sets Nebraska apart, or what did set Nebraska apart, is that you're not going to get the five-star recruits. You're going to get the three-star recruits that play at a five-star
right.
level. Right. And that's what Matt Rhule's proven, and I think if that's the track record that he shows, because we haven't seen that. That's been part of the problem, is that you have so many guys that come in with maybe high expectations just stay stagnant and don't progress to the next level. And if you have that and you start building that, that's how you develop a program, and that's what I like to hear from him too, because I think we're on the same page with this. I don't like the one-hit wonder transfer portal way of going about things. You can fill pieces with transfer portal. I get that. I understand that. And I think it's a good resource for Nebraska to have. That's not how you build a football program.
No,
you're
trying to build it for, you know, where you're not rebuilding, reloading every couple of years. And so, you know, we got away from what made Nebraska a well-respected, legitimate football program and tried to do it a way that never doesn't even fit your identity or dynamics of the state or whatever you, whatever it is. And so, you know, we went to – we had the whole Cali-Nebraska thing, mm-hmm. right, where we got a whole bunch of kids out of Calabasas or somewhere. That none of them lasted. I think only one. Dismuke lasted all mm-hmm. 5 years. That didn't work. And then we tried to do – we did a good – you know, Mike Riley did a good thing with the Friday Night Lights and getting guys here, but never really got anybody to commit. And then we got into this, like, kind of measurables thing. And none of those things had to do – we didn't talk about anything on the field. That's the most important thing. You know what I mean? What can this guy bring to the university? What's the plan for him individually? Mm-hmm. That's what made Nebraska the respected and constant championship type of program, well-respected football program, to where even when guys made it to the NFL, whether they were drafted or not, they knew exactly what they were going to get. And I remember talking to Charles Davis, who's on – he calls games, NFL games and college games. And we were actually in Minneapolis, and we ran into each other, but we knew each other, and we talked. And he's like, you know what's really alarming? He's like, when I see Nebraska linemen, it's nowhere near what they used to be. That's the biggest problem. So when he's seeing it from and he played at Tennessee from like mm-hmm. a, you know, bird's eye view or whatever you want to call it, that was the problem. So I think if we can get back to that, you know, the success will be there. I'm a firm believer your recruiting class or stars doesn't matter because you won't know what you have until like year three. You know what I mean? So if I came in as a three-star recruit, then I perform and end up at a four-star recruit.
Right.
Then the class is better. Right. But if I come in as a four-star recruit and have two-star work ethic and two-star playing or production.
Bingo.
So I think it goes hand in hand. I think when you get a big-time recruit and good coaching and all that stuff and set the standard, then those guys will get magnified even more. So then it'll entice people more. And it's not necessarily about the pros. You see them become better players. The word of mouth moves quickly among athletes, among coaches. And so, you know, as long as they stick to the plan and it works, you know, it'll be all good. And I think, like I said, guys on the roster, you got to re-recruit your roster, which is different than what he had to do before he went to the pros because you didn't have NIL in the transfer portal.
Me and Strick were talking about that. Yeah. It is like the NIL wasn't a thing and transfer portal wasn't even close to what it is now.
Right. So, but here's the thing. Going to the pros, you got to deal with grown men. Now you have to treat these high school kids, especially with NIL and transfer portal and the amount of social media attention that might not necessarily be into financial, but they're coming in. I mean, these kids are showing up probably doing more interviews at 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 by the time they get to college that I ever did when I was in college without any college success. You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy.
So you have to be able to deal with them on a level that you might not have to do before, but I think his experience in the pro, or ideally I hope his experience in the pros helped with that. Because if you go from just having your scholarship check and say a job in the summer to an NIL deal once I start to perform that I make anywhere from $50,000 to $100,000, then I'm an adult right now, mm-hmm. right? Now, on the flip side, if I'm going to treat you with respect as an adult, then I expect you to act as an adult.
Do you think there's going to be a learning curve for him figuring out how to manage that?
No, I think it's –
because, I mean, that's just the crazy part is he's never had to deal with that, and that was only 3 years ago.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure the staff that he's going to be, getting is going to have some of that. And I'm sure Trev will be there to assist him. And I'm pretty sure people that help, you know, create these NIL deals or who gets them and all that other stuff, I think that'll help out. And so, yeah, there will be a learning curve for him, but yeah. I think he's not going to be out there alone making these decisions. Right. And I think that the coaches, in theory, don't have their hands on to it. So I'm sure they have somebody that, you know, kind of handles that, and that's going to be part of his staff as well.
Yeah.
So, I agree. So it's
we'll dive into this.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack here. So, Jay Foreman, Nate Brennan, old school. We're going to take a quick break and we'll come back close to the end of the hour.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.